Here's a quick roundup of news you need to know today, Thursday, March 7, 2024. The Supreme Court denying the petition questioning the legality of government's PUV modernization program on a technicality. The High Court junked the petition of a group of jeepney drivers and operators because they failed to submit their articles of incorporation and bylaws and other competent proof. The High Court also noted the petition violated the principle of hierarchy of courts, as the petitioners went to the Supreme Court without bringing the matter to the lower courts first. Transport groups are opposing government's program, which compels them to replace their fleet with modernized jeepneys. The Metro Manila Development Council clarifies the Supreme Court's move stopping local government units from issuing their own traffic violation tickets is not yet final. The High Court had said LGUs in the Metro must stop enforcing their own traffic ticketing system and just follow rules set by the MMDA. The only exception, if LGU enforcers are deputized by the agency. China once again accusing the U.S. of being a troublemaker in the South China Sea. Washington condemned Beijing's latest act of aggression against Manila in disputed waters that left four Philippine Navy personnel injured. But China sees nothing wrong with the actions of its Coast Guard. And Philippine House lawmakers begin their investigation into the alleged improper sale of the National Food Authority's rice buffer stocks. The NFA has been accused of selling at least 75,000 sacks of rice to traders for just 93 million pesos. The complainant, NFA Assistant Administrator Limuel Pagayunan, claims the sale was not approved by the NFA Council. But suspended NFA Chief Roderico Bioco maintains there were no irregularities in the sale of the rice stocks. And that's your latest news alert. For more stories, go to news.abs-cbn.com and iwanttfc.tv.